Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Get better if you just let it be. We got to change it, you and me. We welcome you to Missing Pages of History. As always, we will bring some interesting topics that are having an impact on the underserved communities. We'll speak on today of the theme, the shutdown. That's right. We're going to talk about the big shutdown, its impact, and the effects that it's having on our community. Again, we'd like to welcome you to Missing Pages of History and to discuss this theme tonight, the shutdown. Like always, we will have our analyst, our historian, and our contributor, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, welcome to Missing Pages of History.
Thank you. Welcome. Welcome.
Emmanuel, this is something that is having an impact, or going to have impact, on not only the people who live in the United States, but also maybe globally. We're talking about the stakes are high right now in terms of the shutdown. Can you just give us, our people, a general overview? What is the shutdown all about? And how does it impact on the individuals, the business communities, et cetera?
Well, we have what they call a I call it a partial shutdown because everything is not shut down. But it's a government shutdown. And what happens is that we're not paying our bills. We got a scumbag as a president because he don't believe in paying people. With 3,000 some odd lawsuits against him. 6 bankrupt and he don't want to pay nobody. He got a defunct university, a defunct foundation. Everything he do is failure. He use other people's money. He takes their money. So he has some money. He's a very unsuccessful businessman. I don't know why people called him a businessman, a successful businessman. He is not. He's a failure. Guy filed 6 bankruptcies. Please. Please. The shutdown is on the president's shoulders. We had one in 2013 with President Obama. And like I say, Atlanta, I think 16 days, we lost about $24 billion. It'll be a little more severe this time because of the globalization of our economy and our stock market and everything else. But you're going to see furloughs. You're going to see people's life get upside down because they're not getting paid. And you're going to see people, emergency type jobs and opportunities that people got to serve on, like, you know, that won't get paid. You'll see mortgages. People buying a home cannot qualify now because the IRS is basically shut down. Or they can't get verification of their income to do a mortgage. These little small things, they're big things, basically. So when you say basically $1.5 billion per day, I say it's close to $2 billion because you're not going to spend the money you normally spend or go shopping or do this if it lasts for more than 16 days. I don't see no end at the moment. I see a lot of bickering, a lot of rhetoric, a lot of blame game. But again, it stopped at one hat, and that's the president. The impact is amazing. I think the first thing that goes up, might say stoppage, is the Statue of Liberty, because it affects parks, museums, this type of thing. And parks, you still can go there, but you won't have the services. There's nobody to dump the trash because they won't get paid. So again, who's going to get paid? They'll close commissaries to military installations, things of this magnitude. So a lot of stuff gets involved with furloughs. Millions of people will get furloughed. I won't get paid. They'll probably get their pay in the hole. Won't get the next paycheck. Now. So everybody, basically, you know, most jobs, you got to put a check in the hole so you get that check. But that's it. There's no more money. People will probably file income taxes. The one that get a refund, but that's going to be slow coming. They're going to be very slow coming. A lot of people will not file taxes right away. They'll wait until the last moment because they need the extra money because they have to pay taxes. See, this has so many tentacles to it. It's just not $2 billion you're losing. People are not going to shop, vacation, do this and that, but they got to hold that money. They got to hold their mortgage payment. Things they're going to do. We're by the second mortgage payment. So all people, like I said, on paycheck to paycheck. So there's a lot involved. So give an estimation of basically $2 billion is a very good number per day that we're losing. So, again, this scumbag we got as a president, I call it Trump hole. I want to call everybody asshole. I call it a Trump hole. And, again, he is basically what he's doing is dismantling the government. This is the bottom line what he's doing. He's trying to dismount, especially Congress. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to be like Putin. That's what he wants to be. So people, what he's doing basically is dismantling the government. He's trying to dismantle this Constitution. He's trying to say, I am the only one that has the answers. I don't know when you're going to answer to. But the impact of this partial shutdown, well, some government agencies are still going to be open, like the post office. People are getting their Social Security check already in the system. They'll continue to get theirs. But the ones who file to get theirs, that's not coming at the moment. So these are some of the overtures that's not going to happen. Like I say, the tax plan was to make sure that the same thing happened again. Richer get richer, poor get poor. The whole thing with the tax plan is to go and do what I have to do. So the thing is that to make sure that none of this stuff come to a head, but he's going to make sure it come to a head because he's full of executive orders, but some of this stuff he cannot do. The shutdown, there's what they call CRs, continuous resolutions. This is things they put in their pocket to use as leverage when you bring up legislation, when you can't get it passed through legislation. There's going to be a bump in the road. So what you take and do is take the CRs and put them in your budget so you can pass a budget. We can't keep chipping away at the budget every 2 or 3 weeks. You're losing money. You're paying on money for three years ago. You're making back payments, like child support payments. You're making back payments. You're not current. And that's what's going on with this. We have bills we have to pay, not paying our bills. He's a guy that don't pay his bills. So he's used to this. This is part of his makeup. Is not paying people. This country was made off of not paying people. 275 years of slavery, not paying nobody. So he's used to this. Plus he's German. 40% of this country, ethnicity, is German. You know their history. And people follow people. They followed Hitler. He's no longer existing. So Germans came here because they came from a destructive nation. So they came to the United States and tried to do the same thing here. And he's here to dismantle the United States of America. He wants to make sure he do that. And this is what he's doing. He's dismantling our country, our Constitution. This is what he's trying to do. And he's doing a good job of it because he got some German followers, and they in Congress, and this is their identity. This is their mindset. We're not going to get out of this jam, not right away. And the people like China, we owe money to, we borrowed money from, going to say we need our money. Or we're going to do this or do that. That thing is going to come to a head. This is what's going to happen. The stock market is going to fall a little bit because people can't buy stock anymore. The extra money is going to need in case there's a shutdown more than 16 days or 3 weeks or whatever. They need money. So how long is this going? This guy don't care. He really doesn't care. He don't care about only certain people. Again, he's German. you got the Father German philosophy, the nationalist white party. You got to understand what he's talking about. This shutdown is not going anywhere. Like I said, it depends on the CRs, the resolutions. These resolutions are something different. Some people never heard of CRs. But like I said, these things you sort of package with the legislative you're trying to do it along with the budget. And continuous resolutions, they mean they're continuing. Not been resolution, been solved yet. Try to call it continuous resolutions. This has been going on for quite some time. You add stuff to it that you can't pass in a regular legislative form or it don't get to the floor. So they added the wall. The wall versus, you know, DACA, or the wall versus the budget. This should be an independent, but it should be independent. Paying your bills should be independent. When you buy a house, just to give you an analogy, you don't buy the light bill. You don't buy the water bill along with the house. When you buy an automobile, you don't buy the gas along with the automobile. That's independent. The guy repossessed your house or take your house, he's not taking the light bill and the water bill with him. That's not part of it. But that's what I'm talking about, people. Understand the resolutions. That's what they are. They things that you can detach from the budget that we were trying to obtain. So we won't keep 3 weeks of the budget, 2 weeks next time around. The same resolutions will come up. That's your leverage. And the Democrats are not going to let go of this leverage because they're tired of it. You got, I think, 12 CRs tied to this thing. 12. That's tied to this budget. Their budget should be independent, and each CR should be legislated by itself because he can't executive order none of these things. He can't do too much with it. It's going to kick the bucket of the can down the road. And that's what's been going on, kicking it down the road. They wouldn't let Obama do it. He tried to get legislation. We didn't even bring it to the floor. This guy gets charity stolen at him. Obama gave this guy a gift. Took this country out of depression. And gave this guy a gift. And he's destroying the gift. All he's talking about is the stock market. That job, this job. Wasn't no jobs when Obama got up in there. He had to create jobs. He just built everything off Obama and taking credit for it. So like I said before, we have a scumbag. We got a scumbag. And we got an S-hole up in there. Like this country made off of S's. So when he said shithole, the next S we had, he called Indian savages, another S. The next S he had was slaves, another S. So we can deal with these S's. I'm going to give you one more S. Scumbag. That's who we got in the office at the moment. A scumbag. Hope I answered your questions, of the host.
You know, Emmanuel, when we make any decisions, it has an impact, positive and negatively, on something or someone. Now, at this present time, who stands to benefit from this shutdown?
Well, there's basically not benefits to the shutdown, basically. The country saves money, but still you're digging a deeper hole in debt. And what it does to us, our credit rating goes down to borrow money from other countries. They don't have to, but you have to, that's the benefit. And they call it a done benefit. So when you go to borrow money from the World Bank, this place, we can't borrow, we're going to borrow money because our credit rating will be so low. See, that's the problem we have when you don't pay your bills. It's like when you don't pay your bills, your credit goes down and you can't borrow money. You pay a high interest rate. You can get it, but a high interest rate. Put you more in debt. You're already in debt. because you're borrowing money from other people to have wars. So there's no big benefit from this. The stock market is going to be showing it later on because of the trade agreements. So a lot of things are going to happen a little bit different because people can't buy stocks or you don't have a paycheck, so they can't take the money. If you're sharing a 401k or have a stock sharing plan on your job, there's no money, you know, there's no money to be taken if you don't have a check. There's a million of checks. That's not going to happen. People are going to be borrowing money from their relatives, borrowing money from their friends, because most of the people live in, most of living from check to check. Most of the government workers, quite a few of them on part-time, they make about $500 a week. That's all they make. They live from check to check. I mean, just go to Washington, D.C., go to a lot of places. People live in rooms. They live with each other, live with their parents. All this stuff is happening. People are not going to be able to make car payments. They're going to take, they should take the cars. They can't make big purchases. So all this stuff happened. This is the benefit. This is the benefit from this. It's no benefit, basically. When you don't pay your bills, that's not beneficial. You might say, I'm not paying this and paying this, so I can go party. You having a party because you didn't pay your bills. You didn't pay your light bill, didn't pay your water bill. You went and spent the money somewhere, they cut your lights and cut your water off. To get them back turned on, it costs you almost double to turn them back on. Same with the government. To turn the government back on, it's going to be very costly to turn it back on because your bills are still there. Some of your bills are 3 years old because of the 2013 shutdown. You got to pay that bill. So like I said before, it's a lot of explaining to do. People got to comprehend what I'm saying. It's like a chain. It's like a chain. Like I said again, the analogy is when you buy a house, that's your house payment. That's your mortgage. It don't include the light bill. It don't include the water bill. It don't include the maintenance of the house. It don't include none of this. It don't include association fees. All this stuff's not included. But it's still part of your payment. You buy a car, easy math, $500 a month car note. What about the gas going? That's part of your money. Ain't going without the gas. Or what about liability and collision insurance? Uh-oh, you got to have it before you drive. Oh, yeah. How about the maintenance of the car? Where do you want to go somewhere? You got tolls to go across. You got to pay. It's what it is. So if your car payment be $500, the time you buy gas for the month, the insurance, your car payment is $800 a month. It's not $500 a month anymore. The realistic is $800 a month. So same thing with the with the government shutdown. Same thing. You're gonna pay more to get back in, and you're going to pay more than what you think you're paying. So just not losing $2 billion a day. You're losing more than that. Because they're the arrears you're going to have to pay. You only hold them countries off for so much. They want their money. And this guy is creating all of this. This is easy to do. Put it by itself. Get the budget for 1 year. Not every 3-4 months. I'm saying every 3-4 weeks. Here we go. This guy is erratic. This guy is so poor and incompetent in what he's doing. This guy has no idea what he's doing. And the cohorts around him, just as bad. They just as bad. They are part of the chain immigration that has come here. They're part of that chain. The chain of Germans. That we have 40% of that intensity here. 40%. This country will never be the same anymore once these people get through with it. Because, again, the bottom line, what are they doing? They're trying their best. Like Mr. Bannon said, one of his strategist people, to dismantle this government. This is what they want to do, to dismantle it, that they be above the law. Everything he does, he should have been locked up long time ago. embezzling money for the Trump University, had to pay back $25 million. How many black people? How many black people can do that, do what he do, and get away with it? There was President Obama. Oh my Jesus. Oh my Jesus. Don't even think about it. This guy think about it and he does it. He doesn't care about adultery. He don't care about women. Got 19 women saved. You know, basically assaulted them or allegedly assaulted them and everything else. His video is out there on his own telling you exactly what he does. The young lady, I think, is Storm Daniels in New York, paid $130,000 to the lawyer. He got a shell company to pay that money, a shell company. Above the law. These lawyers get above the law, and the law is scared of them. And they talk about justice. Let me tell you something. Justice means just us. This is what justice means. Just us. And you're seeing it now in full pledge. You cannot get away embezzling $25 million to pay somebody for a defunct university for the William accredited. How do you even start it? Charity organizations. Again, can you tie $130,000 to a charity organization? He don't pay nobody out of his pocket. He ain't paying nobody. He ain't never paid nobody, basically. People working for nothing and don't pay them. They have excuses for not paying people. We have a Trump hole in the White House. We have a scumbag up in there, a crook. When you address him on Twitter, scumbag Donald Trump. Anybody Twitter him, put it on there. Scumbag Donald Trump. Or pathetic, pathological liar Donald Trump. You're dealing with a liar. One of the components of capitalism is lying to sustain it. To sustain capitalism, one of the components, one of the tree branches, is lying. And we have one in the White House. Back to you, host.
You know, Emmanuel, you mentioned somewhat about the longer this shutdown goes, the more debt that we will incur. And I also understand that this shutdown can have impact on people's mortgages and banks and how banks deal with people. They talking about maybe banks will hold up mortgages. Now, what happens if you don't have money to pay your mortgage? Are we talking about a lot of times maybe at risk of losing their mortgage, losing their house?
Yeah, because they have no job. They can't pay. Yeah, like I said, the loans are in to buy a home. It's not going to go through at the moment because you cannot verify their credit. You cannot verify the income. And people not file income taxes. To get a people won't get a refund back to make a down payment on their home. So you have no idea what's, you know, like I said, there's so much involved. There's a lot involved here. A whole lot. This is bars people's self-awareness. Understand what's going on. Things you cannot pay. A lot of people, they live from paycheck to paycheck. You got a life insurance due, insurance on your automobile. You got kids going to school, college, this and that. This impact is enormous. You talk about millions of people not getting paychecks. Millions of people. And like I say, the deductions are not there. You can't deduct when you don't have a paycheck. Taxes are not being paid to make this country go. To drive this country. Taxes drive this country. That's not going to be there anymore. Millions of dollars. I just told you, from 1.5 to 2 billion bucks are not coming. It's probably more than that. It's a conservative estimate. I know what happened during Obama. It was $24 billion for 16 days.
Before we go on break, before we go on break and before we take callers, I want you, man, you again, give our listening audience just a sense of when you talk about the U.S. economy, and more particularly talking about the U.S. government, what is at stake in terms of cost? How much does it really cost to run this government? I think most people are not aware of the enormous amount of money that it takes to run it.
To run this country, to run it on even Stephen, you paying your bills on time without unnecessary things that come into play like hurricane, disaster, this type of thing. $350 billion per month. Per month. Multiply that times 12. That's your budget. About $4.3 to $4.5 trillion to run this country per year. But I broke it down into months. $350 billion per month to run this country. This country run off a tax base, basically. African Americans, they get between 4 and 7% of $350 billion a month. That's all we get. That's all type of assistance. That's all we get. That's, so we can't say, you know, give you numbers. We need numbers to say really what's going on. So, no, we ain't draining nothing. See, thank God that we have immigrants who pick the berries and pick the oranges and pick tomatoes and pick the apples at low wages to make this happen. And I'm going to tell you something else, people, that you probably don't know. The tax reform. I'm going to give you a little tip. I'm going to try to give you a little tip before I take a break. This is what happens if you read the taxes. I forgot what page it's on. 300-some tax pages. Tips. So when you go to the restaurant, don't put your tip in with your bill because your employer can take the whole thing, can take the tip and everything. So tip the person with cash money outside of the bill. The new tax law is that the employer can take your tip. So let's say it's $100 that you and your wife go out and eat, $100. You want to tip 20%, which is $120. Give her the $20. Don't put it on your charge card, $120. They don't have to give them the tip. That's a tip for people that, again, thing that you should know. Thing, the little fine print that most people don't read, then the tax reform. That's part of tax reform, people. So I gave you a good tip again, something you didn't know.
Sound like to me, man, you're the Robin Hood playing, the rich getting richer and poor getting poor. It's my understanding, before we go on this break, that when many people will not receive their checks based upon the shutdown, Congress will still be getting their checks. Is that true?
Yes, Congress will get their checks, appropriation. They will get their checks, yes. We need to, now some states they made a law against that in California. If they don't pass a budget, they don't get paid even. And that's what we need to do. That makes a lot of sense. We do the same thing. Yeah, Congress will get paid regardless. But like I said, in some states, I know my state that I lived in, California, they passed that law where people, in, you know, will not get paid if they don't pass the budget. But it's very important. But like I said, when you get your paycheck, I always ask myself, what am I going to do with it? Who am I going to pay? I apply the W's. You know, where my money coming from? Where you know where your money's coming from? Social Security. Okay, who you going to pay? What you going to pay? Yeah. How much you going to pay? But you got to pay the bills. You don't pay your bills, things get shut down. You don't pay your bills, things get shut down. It's very simple. They will cut your lights off, cut your water off. You don't pay your bills. It's not part of the house payment. Again, the budget is your basic, the house payment. That's the budget. The other, what they call CRs, continuous resolutions, they're the things on the side that you have to pay. Maintenance of your yard, your light bill, your water bill, the paint, they'll keep your house. Those are your continuous resolutions. They're continuing. You can put them off sometime a little bit. I'll put off painting in the summertime. Don't want to paint during the wintertime. But it's still coming. It's still coming. So homeowners association, that's coming. You can put it off. They give you a couple letters here and there. That's what happened to us. Our creditors are going to give us some letters. I need my money. A lot of foreign aid going to be cut off. This has a lot of reaching program, a lot of stuff reaching there. A lot of foreign aid going to be cut off. Israel is our biggest foreign aid for us giving money to, Israel. Well. You think they're not going to be saying something? They don't get their money? So we can't pay all this stuff. You think the military guys going to be saying, can't get my money? Working the PXs? They're going to shut them down. All this stuff is being shut down. It's a government. The government is called a government shutdown. I call it a partial government shutdown. Because, again, people at the post office is going to be still open. Not going to shut that down. Like I say, as far as partial. It's not a complete government shutdown. It's a partial government shutdown. Application of words. It's about the truth. Who going to get paid? Who's not going to get paid? Who going to get furloughs? They're going to lock up a lot of museums. That stuff going to get locked down. Parks, not going to lock them down. But like I said, there will be no services there. No services. Ain't nobody pick up your trash, picking up your paper. Ain't nobody serving you. Different ball game. It's all different. Your services
right
are gone.
Right now, man, let's take a pause for the calls. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the shutdown. We'll open up our phone lines for those who've been waiting patiently, where you can make your comments. And we also can share and talk a little bit about missing pages. One of our members, Susie, will give us an update on missing pages, how you can support us, some of the activities. But right now, we're going to take a station break, and we'll be right back. This is Missing Pages of History.
Take away.
and pages of history. And we do agree. We agree that the children are our greatest resource and they should have a future. We also agree that you must love yourself. Speaking of loving yourself, I'd like to raise this question with the listening audience. Emmanuel today, do you really think Donald Trump loves himself? Maybe that's part of the issue. But welcome back to Missing Page of History. What we're going to do right now, we're just going to talk a little bit about MPH, what's coming up, some activities, and how you get involved. And the way we're going to do this, we're going to go to one of our members and contributors. We're going to bring in Susan right now. Susan, we'd like to welcome you to Missing Page of History. Can you share some things with our listening audience about how they can participate with MPH and some of the things MPH got going on?
Good evening. I'd like to let the audience know we have our ongoing raffle, which will be held on Saturday, March the 3rd at 1 o'clock. And you don't have to be present to hear it because we'll advertise it on the radio show with Blog Talk Radio for Missing Pages of History. And also, we have our continuous MPH radio program, which is every Saturday, bi-weekly, which is at 1 o'clock p.m. And the next one will actually be January the 20th, 2018. And we have an ongoing MPH t-shirt and cap drive. And to order one, all you have to do is you can go to our website at www.mphinc.org if you'd like to purchase the t-shirt and cap. And also, we have our ongoing fall series for 2018 that'll be starting, which will be held on Wednesdays between 9 and 10 p.m., and that's on Comcast Channel 9 and Channel 95 and Files Channel 36. And we'd love to have your call-ins during the show. And we'd just like to thank you for your support, and we hope it continues. And that's all the announcements I have for today.
And Susie, just for a correction, our next program will be February the 3rd. So again, join us bi-weekly. And if you have any views or comments, please, you can email us at missingpagehistory1@yahoo.com. So let's continue down the road as we talk about just shutdown, its impact and effects that it's having on our people. We've been talking to Emmanuel, who's giving us his analysis and understanding of this shutdown. What we're going to do right now for our listening audience, for those who'd like to make a comment or have something to say about the subject matter, we encourage you to call in at 818-337-0016. Please hit 1, and we will acknowledge your last four numbers. We have a caller right now. Let's take this call and bring this call in. Call it your question or comment, and your number is 6029. Caller, welcome to your Missing Pages of History. Your question or comment on the subject matter for today, the shutdown.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Let me just be perfectly clear. One of the things that we have to be cognizant of, there's a concept called starving the beast. And one of the things the ruling class has been adamant about for a long, long time is that the overall level of government has to be decreased. The question is, how do you go about decreasing the government? Simply because people believe that you got to have a large and vibrant government in terms of, you know, being effective. So I think for the powers that be, these shutdowns is a convenient way to justify eliminating large swaths, you know, of the government infrastructure. For instance, when we talk about, these shutdowns are nothing new. Back in Reagan, they had shutdowns during the time of Reagan. George W. Bush's father, they shut down during his time. Of course, during Bill Clinton's term, and of course, during Barack Obama's. So this continue a pattern in terms of shutting down the government is part of a broader strategy which is geared toward actually eliminating, large elements of the federal bureaucracy. So if you can demonstrate that you can function without these entities, it is very easy to justify cutting them out. So I don't think people understand that. I think it's a game that the government played. They understand quite well the usefulness in terms of these government shutdowns. Now, as far as terms of the impact on the military, one thing to be very clear on, these kind of cuts will have no impact whatsoever in terms of military functioning or military revenues. Because keep in mind that there are two things you got to keep in mind. Number one, the Pentagon budget is unknown. In fact, it has so much money, even they can't account for it all. That's the first thing. Secondly, there's contingency overseas fund for the military, which means that if all money stopped in terms of procurements, you know, from the federal government, it doesn't prevent the federal bureaucracy from funding military operations throughout the world. So it doesn't have a definitive impact on the military, as people would like to believe. Of course, the media wants to believe that, in fact, that these cuts are going to impact on the military. Of course, it's not going to impact on the military. It's not at all. These operations will continue around the world, and that's not going to change one iota. I think the bottom line is that when we personalize, you know, this guy, this orange fellow in the White House right now, we lose fact of the reality that there's a system in place that ensures that regardless of who's in positions of power, that certain things are only come to materialize. Often we talk about the deep state, which a lot of us don't believe exists. But you stop and ask yourself, who is it that make these decisions that are, even though the decisions are counterproductive to the aspirations of the people, destructive to the overall bureaucracy, which does the system no good. But yet these kind of policies persist. Now, who benefits from these policies? There's somebody making a call in terms of making sure these kind of things happen. So we got to think beyond the box. We got to stop thinking, in fact, that this orange fellow is the reason behind, you know, all this chaos. The orange fellow is not the reason behind all this chaos. The orange fellow is just a pawn. He's just a minion that's manipulated by the real power behind the scene, which is deep state. Those individuals who don't run, who you don't see, who in fact run the government, who control the money supply, not just in America but internationally. So we got to understand that Trump is just a minion, and stop personalizing, because we miss the broader picture when we keep personalizing on this orange fellow, when in fact he has no control in terms of the kind of policies that take place and the kind of games that are being perpetuated throughout the system. And having said that, I want to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, caller, for calling and giving your comments on the subject. We're going back to our contributor analyst, Emmanuel. We welcome you back. As we talk about the shutdown, is there anything you want to respond to this last statement? But one of the things I wanted to ask you, if not, I did want you to talk a little bit also about this whole question of DECA and immigration. How does this play as it relates to the shutdown?
Well, DECA, like I said, been kicked down the road. They kick that can down the road all the time. DACA, you know, it's a chain of immigration. They want to stop that. See, a scumbag in the White House, he's from a chain immigration. His father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they came from Germany. He's a part of a chain immigration. Everybody, I can say before, except for black folk, we came here in chains. So we got to stop making their story our story. They're two different stories. See? Two different stories told. Nobody came in chains but us as slaves. So we are not immigrants. We are forced, you might say, immigrants. You want to call us immigrants. We are forced. No one came like we came and didn't get paid. Affirmative action started in 1693. That's when it all got started. This stuff is not systematic. We need to stop that. Stop bringing these other views in here that had nothing to do with nothing. That scumbag we got him is called president. That's what he is. He signs. Ain't no outside force signing nothing. In a system signing nothing. He does the signing. We are a nation of laws. It's rhetoric. That's what it is. Total rhetoric. We got three branches of government. That's what we got. We ain't got nobody to hire or a system of this or that. That's a total lie. An egregious lie. I don't know where it's coming from, what people believe in this craziness. But like when you get your paycheck, that's your paycheck. Who is guiding your paycheck? Nobody. You got your own paycheck. You choose not to pay bills, that's up to you. You choose to spend it on alcohol, that's up to you. On narcotics, that's up to you. Vacation is up to you. You control that. Some things you cannot control. And like I said before, the military will be subjected to some of these things. The commissaries, they will not be open. I think that's military comms, they call them PXs. Somebody we've never been in the military with know that. They're going to lock them doors. A lot of things are not going to happen. Government contracts, they're on the table. Not going to honor those contracts. We got to start them all over again. I already talked to government officials on that. DOD, Department of Defense. That's not going to happen. I've been there. I know what happened. We only had four recent shutdowns, four recent. Wasn't no government shutdown prior, because we didn't owe nobody no money. Clinton left with a surplus over $400 billion. See, we don't know our history. We just be talking stuff, crazy stuff. Surplus over $400 billion. We got into these crazy wars we get into to build the economy up to a certain extent. Try to police the whole world. Make everybody love us. And our lower rating, they don't rate anybody else but the president. They rate Congress and to the government. They do rate them. They put polls out on them. Favorable, unfavorable, whatever. He's less than 40%. So he's doing what he's doing best. Like I said before, he's trying his best to dismantle this government, become like more like Russia. We don't like the word equality. We like the word inequality, because that's part of the capitalistic system. How do you sustain capitalism? I'll be talking about that in one of my presentations. So I'm going to talk the truth. I'm not going to talk this crazy stuff that somebody else is saying. I'm talking from reality points. Like, you don't put no gas in the car ain't going nowhere. Let's talk for real. And how you get the gas, you have to pay for it. Had to be paid for. And that's what we got to do. Understand what's going on, people. Shutdowns are not good because, again, you're paying on bills that you have arrears on. That's what a shutdown do. You're not trying to do anything else. Not trying to dismantle bureaucracy, this or that. That's not the case in point. Without taxes, you don't have capitalism. Without have government workers, you don't have capitalism. You have to have some type of control. Control has to be in place. Like you control your paycheck. You control your credit. You don't get more credit you know you can't pay for. But we do it. That's far-reaching, but we do it. Because everybody that has a home should get a budget. I have a budget. Anybody got good common sense should have a budget. I print my budget every month. Who I'm going to pay, how I'm going to pay them, when I'm going to pay them. Every month. Because I got to pay people. Because I want a good standing. I want a good conscience. I didn't tell a lie that I promised to pay somebody and I got on credit and didn't pay him. That's a lie. And the Bible said thou shalt not lie. Well, that's a lie. You told a lie. You bought a car, going to pay it every month, and you didn't pay it. That's a lie. You just told a lie. It's going to affect your credit. Can't do things and nothing happens to you. There's no consequences. We think we can do stuff without consequences. Everything is a consequence. That's not true. You make the bed that you can sleep in. And I have to make the bed I'm going to sleep in. Make sure I make it a proper. So appropriations, this is what this country is all about. About the person, it's about companies, it's about government, it's all about appropriations.
Emmanuel, we only have a few minutes left, but since we are talking about the effects of this particular impact, and we know this impact is affecting families, and we're talking about affecting families, we're talking about affecting women.
Right. Affect all families.
What do you make
families.
Of this Woman March issue that's coming up, and how does this play into things?
Well, you know, I thought the march would be like not an annual thing, but maybe a one-type thing, one time. But you see, it's not. What's going on with this is that women are going to be very instrumental in our government. I think it's 7,000 women going to be running for office. They're 55% of the voting power, the vote. And again, they're going to both parties. I think 70% is Democratic and 30% are Republican. Very instrumental in what they do. You're not going to ruin their lives, and men try to do that. You notice in the shutdown, I think only saw one or two women have been there. You saw basically white men, Caucasian, European Americans. That's all you saw up in there. They're making all the rules. Making the rules for themselves. See, because as long as they're making the rules, they can tell their women what to do. And most men tell their women what to do, how to do it, when to do it, whatever. We run our women. And that's not going to longer be the power base anymore. They are shifting. They are shifting. And they're going to be, you might pay the bills, but you ain't running nothing. And that's what it's going to lead from the household to the government. So they're going to start running things, but we like it or not. They are more level-headed. They raise a family because you're not going to do what women do. I told my wife when I got married, you got 85% and I got 15%. Our marriage will last forever till death do us part because I'm giving you 85%. Because I'm not going to do the thing that you're going to do. I'm not going to clean up. I'm not going to pick the kids up from school. I'm not going to get the kids dressed for school. Things I'm not going to do. But you want 50-50. Guys, 50-50 don't work because you're not going to do the other 50. You're going to come to the door and say, what's for dinner? Because you're not going to cook no dinner. Forget it. You're not going to clean. You're not going to vacuum. Things you're not going to do. I took my little 15%, put my butt in the garage where I belong. I cut the grass, go wash the car, put gas in the car. That's not 15%, guys. And my marriage worked for more than 40 years. Because I gave my wife 85%. Because things I'm not going to do. Baby wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you go, oh, the baby crying. Of course, you're not going to do that. And to sustain what I'm talking about, if something happened to your child at school, you get sick or something, they ain't calling you. They calling the mother. So, guys, get it out of your head. This is the truth. This is the truth. You want 50-50, you talk that craziness. I don't talk no crazy talk. I talk from experience. And nobody tell me what to say. I experience what I'm saying. My father married over 60 years, and my mother was 60 years of marriage. And he told me that. My first marriage didn't work out because I wanted 50-50. He said, no, give 85%. Your marriage will work forever. And my marriage worked forever. We have to give it up sometimes. Because this is what the women movement is all about. You got to give it that power. That power playing you try to play. Well, I just gave you a few excerpts about what you need to do and what you're going to do, things you're not going to do. You're not going to walk in this house and do any cleaning up. You're not going to do no vacuuming, not going to do no washing, not going to get groceries, things you're not going to do constantly. That's 50-50. You work this, I cook dinner with you cook next week. I don't care how you do that. That ain't happening. It's not happening, people. Not happening, guys. So get off your power mountain. is what this is all about, women power. And they're going to get into power like they never saw before. And you'll be nothing to do with them. They got the power to vote, and we don't.
Emmanuel, we are running out of time, and with the last dissertation, you don't want a lot of women. I guarantee you that. But give you 2 minutes, Emmanuel. I'll give you 2 minutes just here as a summation on the theme tonight, which is dealing with the shutdown. Give me your summation.
Well, the shutdown going to last a while, I bet. It's going to... Excuse me. It's gonna last long, and I think it's gonna last. I hope it don't be shortly lived because what the effect, the impact it has on families, especially American families. DACA, we gotta do something with that very quickly. The wall was holding everything up. He added these appendages to the budget. Something he shouldn't have done, but it should by itself. Paying your bills should by itself. But like I said again, we got a guy in the White House that's, he's an idiot. People around him are idiots. They're super idiots. This guy's incompetent. This guy's a failed businessman. He's been a failure for a long time. And people can say he's a good businessman. He's not. Six bankrupts don't make you a good businessman. That's stupidity to even think of that. See? So, again, put a guy in office that has no scruples, none. He really doesn't care. He's a racist, always will be. He's German. He's a scumbag. He's a Trump hole, like he called it, just the third world nations, shitholes. This is what he is. He wants this nation to be white. He wants Norwegians, yes, he said. What does that mean? Let's read through this crap he's talking about. So my summation is, we got to make sure this guy do not do a second term. Make sure he's a one-term president. And what they said about President Obama, make him a one-term president. Everything he tried to do, they stopped. Obstructions. We got to do the same thing through this guy. We have to obstruct him at all costs. Don't make no difference. Obstruct this guy as many times as we can. This guy means no good. No good. And the world know this. The whole world. The world can't be wrong. The whole world knows this. He has cut, you might say, his peace ribbons with Great Britain, our mother country. They don't even want him over there. Nobody want to be near this guy. While we can't see, I don't understand it. It's his fault for being the way he is. He's a scumbag. He's a pathetic liar. Over 2,000 lies he done told. Truth don't mean nothing to him. But again, we're talking about capitalism. And when the tentacles of capitalism is lying. I was told in my history class, went to White University, that slavery was not profitable. I'm like, how can this guy stand in front of a class and tell this lie? One of the 10 greatest lies told in America, taught in American schools, that slavery was not profitable.
On that note, Emmanuel, we're going to stop you. We'd like to thank you for your contribution to today's program and the theme, the shutdown. And we'd like to thank our listening audience for allowing us the opportunity to come to their homes. And we'd like to remind you, to find out more about Missing Pages, please visit our website at www.mphinc.org. Until next time, our next program will be February the 3rd, and we'd like to remind you that our upcoming Raffle Jordan fundraiser will be on the 3rd of March. Please support us by contacting the memo and make your contribution now. Until next time, let's continue to fill in our missing pages of history so we have a brighter future for our youth. We'll see you on the 3rd. This has been Missing Pages of History. Now let me take you back home to our family.
Tennessee. Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters be messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Fast eyes burst into rhythm, where the ghosts are shouted on me. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Ishi, she went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my foes. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.